A bribery scandal has hit Walmart hard. Its stock dropped nearly 5% yesterday on news that Walmart officials in Mexico allegedly signed off on upwards of $20 million in suspect payments. The payments reportedly were aimed at helping Walmart open up more of its big box stores in Mexico. The New York Times broke the story over the weekend, and as NPR's Chris Arnold reports, Walmart could face serious legal liability here in the U.S.
Today, one in five Walmart stores are in Mexico. The company employs 200,000 people there. And if the New York Times story is right, the company greased the gears for that growth by paying bribes. What's perhaps worse, top executives in the U.S., including the current and former CEOs, allegedly knew about this and covered it up.
What a mess. And how did a company as respected and process-oriented as Walmart end up in this controversy?
Charles Elson directs a Center for Corporate Governance at the University of Delaware. He says for more than 30 years, there's been a powerful anti-corruption law on the books in the U.S. It's called the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, or FCPA, and every major U.S. company operating abroad is intimately familiar with the rules. That's because running afoul of this law can be very bad.
Once you trigger that law, the law is pretty draconian in its penalties. And, you know, that's why you have these massive compliance structures set up.
Elson says companies spend a lot of money on consultants and internal procedures to make sure that they don't get on the wrong side of this FCPA corruption law.
It's a trap that can be very, very hazardous to those who fall into it.
And it would appear that Walmart has fallen into it, though the company says it is aggressively investigating this matter. Walmart Vice President David Tovar read a statement.
We take compliance with the U.S. Foreign Corrupt Practices Act very seriously and are committed to having a strong and effective global anti-corruption program in every country in which we operate. We will not tolerate non-compliance with FCPA anywhere or at any level of the company.
Still, after top Walmart executives were informed of these allegedly improper payments back in 2005, they allegedly scuttled an internal investigation by turning control of it over to the very executives in Mexico who were accused of being involved in the wrongdoing. But the supposed bribes paid by Walmart in Mexico are now getting a much closer look. David Tovar.
We have met voluntarily with the U.S. Department of Justice and the Securities and Exchange Commission to self-disclose the ongoing investigation on this matter.
Walmart says it will continue to update the Department of Justice about its internal investigation. Richard Kasson is a lawyer who represents companies in these types of cases. He says in order to avoid prosecution, companies often end up cleaning house. That is, they get rid of employees who engaged in the bribery or in its cover-up. He says a dramatic recent case involved the electronics maker Siemens.
Siemens ultimately replaced all senior management and most of its board of directors because they were found to be culpable.
It's, of course, too early to say what will happen at Walmart. There, many of the payments appear to have been aimed at getting building permits more quickly. And actually, there is a gray area there in U.S. law. Companies are permitted to make what are called facilitating payments, quote unquote, to avoid getting something like a building permit stuck on a minor bureaucrat's desk. But Charles Elson says that can be a sticky wicket to try to go through.
When you cross the line from the payment, which is acceptable, to a bribe, that's where you have your problems.
What is the difference, though, between a facilitating payment and a bribe? I mean, a bribe is a payment that facilitates something, right?
No, well, that's why, as I say, that's why it's such a sticky wicket.
Legal experts say lately the Justice Department has been making that wicket even stickier. That is, it's been showing less tolerance for companies to make under-the-table payments of any kind. For Walmart, they expect the investigation and likely eventual settlement to take about 2 years to run its course. Chris Arnold, NPR News.